Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, how is the new Spanish production of Cabaret different from the original Broadway show? The musical Cabaret first opened in New York on Broadway in 1966. To celebrate its 50th anniversary, a revival of the play was produced in Madrid last year. The production, which was adapted and directed by Jaime Azpilicueta, triumphed last June in the 9th edition of the Spanish Musical Theater Awards, winning in 8 of the 13 categories in which it was nominated, including Best Musical. The play is now touring Spain, where it'll be performed in a total of 33 cities through February 2018. We spoke with producer Jose Maria Camara about this production of Cabaret and why the musical is still so relevant half a century after it first opened.
Thank you very much for speaking with us, Jose Maria. You are the producer of the musical Cabaret in Spain. I would like to know first, what motivated you to bring this musical to Spain?
Well, in 2016 was the 50th anniversary of the first time this play was played in Broadway. And as producers, we believed that it was time for us to present that play to the world again and present that masterwork to new generations in Spain. So it was the main reason.
Is this the first time that it's been produced in Spain?
No, it's the second time. A big production. And the previous production was made by Stage Entertainment and was produced 10 years ago. So two new generations are now meeting Cabaret finally.
Why is this an important play to produce, do you think?
It's one of the masterworks or the masterpieces of Broadway's musical. Contains several of the most important songs in the musical scenes, like Willkommen or Cabaret or Money, Money, the depth of the history, the dramatic of the situation, and the depth of the characters. So it's really a masterpiece for the world.
Is it very popular in Spain, the same way it's been in other cities,
well,
other countries?
I should say yes, because now we are in the second year of representation, after 1 year in Madrid, with more than 200,000 people going to see Cabaret, and we are having fantastic success in the tour. So it looks popular, yeah.
Do you think that the theme, that the topic that's dealt with in Cabaret is an eternal topic? Do you think that it has any particular relevance right now?
Absolutely. First of all, the history talks about what one of the most terrible part of the history in the last century. So we should remember this story always. But at the same time, it's always the truth that you may well live in a different reality within a particular space while the rest of the world is changing. And those two realities combine and living together happen every time. So it's a classic.
Let's talk about this particular production. How long did it play in Madrid?
Well, 1 year, one complete season. We had more than 200,000 people going to see them. And now we are touring the country.
Can you tell us how it compares to the original Broadway production?
It's exactly the same production, the original production. No changes at all. And the only change, of course, is the language and the audience, 15 years later.
Well, of course. And so the choreography, the costumes, everything is the staging?
No, not really. The costumes are much better now. Our production is a very luxurious and expensive production compared with all the other productions in the past, where they consider that was the way to produce and present Cabaret to the audience was put in a Kit Kat Club in a very depressed way, in a very dark manner. We didn't. We produce two different situations. The Kit Kat experience is a very luxurious experience, while outside the rage was taking the world.
Which is really what happened in Berlin and in Germany at the time. I think that in the 20s, the cultural life in Berlin was very kind of exciting and interesting and modern, right?
Exactly. But for whatever reasons, in the previous presentations, they thought that was the right way to go, showing a Kit Kat club in a very dark and poor way of living the cabaret experience. And we didn't. Our cabaret is really a very luxurious and very brilliant cabaret.
I know that this isn't really your particular area, but it must be really difficult to translate a musical, especially the songs, into another language.
Not really. And actually, which in cabaret, most of the songs are in the original language, which is English. Ah. We only translate those songs or those verses that contribute to the progress of the drama.
I see. Were there any special problems with this production?
Not really. Nothing special. Not really.
And when you tour with it, when you take it on the road, is it as easy as it is, let's say, if you're in Madrid? You said you were in Madrid for a year, which means that it was a stable production.
Correct.
But as you take it on the road, you have to move everything. You have to move all the sets. You have to...
Just to give you an idea, we basically move every week, with the exception of a few cities like Bilbao or Sevilla, which can, say, support that kind of production for more than 1 week. The rest of the cities, we can stay only 1 week. So we move every single week, city to city. That is like moving, say, 5 big trucks. And we end the representations very late at night on Sunday night. And we have to start representing in the next city Thursday afternoon. So it's a hell of a work. But this is our work, so it's nothing special we do every day.
Are there any problems adapting to the different theaters? Because they must be different sizes.
Sure. We basically tailor-made the representation for every particular theater. But before that, before we prepare the tour, obviously, we identify which theaters and cities can support that production.
And are there a lot of advance sales? Do you find that you're sold out by the time you get to a city?
Not really. No, that's gone. I mean, basically, we sell, say, 60% maximum before arriving to the city. And then we normally sold out because the word of mouth is very, very, very good. So, but it's doing very well. It's really surprising us in a sense that we believe that basically 50% of the people are born well before something happened.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't know the story, but they are captured by cabaret by itself.
How can you compare the stage production, your stage production, for example, with the film, which I think everybody has seen?
Basically, first of all, the film, as you know, didn't respect the original script. They invent a couple of things to make a more commercial the film. So they were playing a little bit with the commerciality of the play. And we didn't. We really accept the truth of the original writing. And in that sense, it's very a little bit different. In some cases, we find people that they are surprised that there's a tough story behind it. Yes, there's a tough story behind it, and we did. We do represent that. That's the main difference.
When did you begin the tour, and how long will it last?
We started in Vigo last August, and we'll be around for 70 weeks in 33 cities, offering more than 500 representations. So that's a hell of work ahead.
So that's a year and a half, really.
Yeah, about that.
And will you be settling again either in Madrid or in another big city for any length of time?
No.
You don't know.
After the show, after the tour, this time with cabaret is finished. This is basically you need another 5 to 10 years to represent that kind of big production again.
So where will you be, let's say, in the spring? In other words, my real question is that you began this tour in August.
Yes.
So it's already, you've been touring for about 5-6 months.
Absolutely.
Where will you be going next? Where can people see you?
This week, we are opening in Cordoba. And again and again and again, the best way to see where we are going to go to be is checking cabaret.es, because still we have, if I remember well, 25 cities ahead. So if I tell you the complete list, you're going to tell me stop in a moment.
Okay. Well, we'll include a link.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so that won't be a problem.
Yes.
What about you? After you finish this production and this tour, what are your own plans for the future?
Well, at the same time, we are touring Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Mm. We are touring Priscilla. Actually, we are performing Priscilla in Barcelona. Priscilla was simultaneously with Cabaret in Madrid. In that case, two years in a row. And in this moment, we are working to open in Madrid Billy Elliot in October in this year. And at the same time, we are going to open The Curious Incident of the Dog at Midnight. I don't know if you are familiar with that particular play.
I know it's playing in New York.
It's playing in New York and it's playing in London, in West End. It's a great success. And we are going to open again next year the new production of the El Mago Pop, which is a young magician, which was really a big success this Christmas time in Madrid.
Is that largely for children or is it for everybody?
It's for everybody. Uh-huh. It's for everybody. We had this magician for three consecutive seasons and always sold out. So I will recommend you to stay alert, because the next play is going to be fantastic. It's going to be opening simultaneously Billy Elliot in Teatro Alcalá, El Mago Pop, the new play, which is called Nothing is Impossible, in Teatro Rialto, and Curioso Incidente del Perro a Medianoche, The Curious Incident of the Dog at Midnight, in Teatro Calderón. But we are going to open the new Mayo Manas show in Madrid with music of Estopa, the Spanish band, and we are going to open a play called Rumba. It's the reinvention of Mayu Maná, because for the very first time, they're not going to only play their fantastic language in terms of dance rhythm, but they are going to have a history, basically Romeo and Juliet, and songs, very, very good songs.
In case people are not familiar with Mayu Maná, I saw a production of theirs many, many years ago when they mm-hmm. first brought Mayu Maná to Madrid. But in case people are not familiar with it, could you tell us a little bit about what's so special about Mayu Maná?
Mayu Maná, the meaning of Mayu Maná in Spanish are habilidades. So there are people.
Abilities.
Abilities, which are people which are very, very good in handling all kind of ways of making rhythm and music coming from nature and from the real life around you. So they are very good in producing big, big shows with just your rhythm, your internal rhythm. So the language, the Mayu Maná language, in our vision, they are the very best group in the world in using that way of mixing dance, rhythm, percussion, and music.
And how long will this be in Madrid?
We expect to have them from now, this week, until the 4th of June, before we start touring Spain.
And you'll also tour Spain then?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I have another question, and this is just kind of something I always wondered. Since so many musicals are American and culturally American, that they deal with American topics, is it hard to bring certain musicals to another country? I mean, I'm thinking of classical musicals like Oklahoma or
basically
Carousel,
Yeah, if you are talking about those classics, it's impossible to bring those classics here because their culture is just touching us right with Hollywood. After Hollywood took the world and spread that particular way of seeing the American culture, then we all become world culture. Before that, that was American culture. You cannot bring those musicals here. And even now, musicals like Hamilton, which is producing a big success in New York, you cannot bring Hamilton here because it's talking about the life. And maybe you cannot bring the Book of the Mormon, because we don't have that information here. But the rest of the musicals being success in the West End of Broadway, you can translate them and bring them to Spain.
Because one musical that I always amazed me that they translated, that they were able to translate and that it was successful at all here was My Fair Lady, because that's about language. And
not really. My Fair Language at the end of the day is talks about a classic. It's a classic history coming from, you know, the old times. It's, how do you say?
Pygmalion.
Yeah, I mean, it's a history which touches everybody in every culture. So it's not a matter of language, it's a matter of real life.
Is there anything else you would like to add that we might have left out?
Just thank you very much for giving us the opportunity to try to describe what we do in this terrible English. So thank you very much.
Thank you and best of luck.
Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.